This is Dr. Schumacher dictating the progress known as Joanne Perigo, P-E-R-I-G-O. Place was Argentine Care Center. Date was November 30th, 2022. The paragraph, Ms. Perigo was seen regarding osteoarthritis, atrial fibrillation, dementia. Is that her? Oh, thanks. And she has had a history of anxiety, period. She also has hypothyroidism. New paragraph history. Mrs. Perigo is confused. She does have some cough today, which she can be treated with Robitussin, period. She otherwise feels reasonably well, period. She needs a Hoyer lift for transports, period. She was not in any pain when seen, and she denies any shortness of breath, period. She does use Depakote for mood stabilization and Ativan for anxiety, period. She cannot give me any specific hypothyroid symptoms, period. She has had COVID in the past, period. She has atrial fibrillation, but her heart rate's stable. And she's tolerating Eliquis for anticoagulation, period. She has had hypotension in the past, but blood pressure readings have been fairly stable lately, period. There's no high ones, period. There's a past history of malignant neoplasm of the thyroid, but now she has hypothyroidism, period. She has diabetes mellitus 2 without major complications, period. She is on Lantus 5 units nightly, and sugars appear controlled, period. I cannot elicit from her any polyuria or polydipsia, period. Her dementia is quite severe, and she's felt to have Alzheimer's in addition to her other problems, period. Other psych problems include adjustment disorder with depressed mood, adjustment disorder with anxiety, major depressive disorder, psychotic disorder with delusions, period. Her osteoarthritis is not bothering her at the present time, period. Review of systems. I could not elicit any chest pain, dyspnea, vomiting, bleeding, diarrhea, dysuria, or other specific complaints from her, period. Examination. She's not acutely distressed or ill-appearing. Vitals, temperature 97.4, pulse 71, respiratory 16, blood pressure 112 over 60, O2 sat 93%. Head and neck, eyelid and conjunctiva normal, extraocular intact, oral mucosa normal, ears normal inspection. Hearing seems adequate. Neck supple, no mass, no thyromegaly, no nodes. Lungs, clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular, normal S1, S2. No gout, no murmur, no significant edema. She has a pacemaker. Abdomen soft and non-tender. Neurologic, poor cooperation with formal testing, period. She's weak, period. She cannot stand, period. There's some movement of all limbs, but weak. Musculoskeletal, no acute joint inflammation or effusion, no cyanosis. Skin is unremarkable. New paragraph assessment and plan. One, Mrs. Perigo has diabetes mellitus, which is currently controlled with Lantus 5 units subcutaneously daily, period. Two, she has a tendency to hypotension. I will continue Mitogen 5 milligrams 3 times a day, period. Three, she has hypothyroidism, and I will continue levothyroxine 125 micrograms daily, period. Four, she has a history of atrial fibrillation, and I will continue Eliquis 5 milligrams twice a day for anticoagulation, period. Five, she has dementia, but at this point would not benefit from a cholinesterase inhibitor or memantine, period. Six, she has multiple psych problems, including psychotic disorders, delusions, adjustment disorders, depressed mood and anxiety, and major depression, period. This seems to be baseline, period. She is on Zyprexa, 10 milligrams twice a day, plus Ativan, 1 milligram twice a day. Change to 1 milligram 3 times a day. She was comfortable when seen, period. She has some evidence of an upper respiratory infection and may use Robitussin, PRN, for cough, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.